Good morning. This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Just days out from Election Day, spending in the Denver school board race exceeds $1.6 million. CPR education reporter Jenny Brindine.
4 out of 7 seats in the state's largest school district board are up for grabs. One group getting most of its money from outside the state has spent more than $1 million on mailers and TV ads and has ties to charter schools. Another group with ties to a national organization that supports charter schools and private school vouchers has also spent significantly. On the other side, a group funded by teachers' unions and the unions themselves have given about $480,000 to their slate of candidates. The candidates are split on whether they think the district is moving fast enough on academic progress. Jenny Brindine, CPR News.
Colorado's wolves are wandering farther south, possibly as far as the New Mexico border. CPR's Dan Boyce reports that's according to GPS collar data.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife releases a monthly wolf activity map, and October's map shows at least one wolf moving farther into the San Luis Valley than has been seen since reintroduction. And one wolf, that's an important distinction. The 4 documented packs in the state are not that far south. These are lone wolves looking for a potential new home. CPW Wolf Monitoring and Data Collector Brenna Cassidy.
Their goals are to explore, to find a mate, to find a territory.
The state says it does not comment on wildlife movement outside Colorado, but CPW has agreements with Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico to capture and return Colorado wolves. Those agreements have not been used yet. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Open enrollment is here, and the state's health insurance marketplace has done an analysis about what impact Congress not extending tax subsidies will have. Marketplace customers ages 55 to 64 who get financial assistance will experience average net premium increases of about $235 more per month. That's according to Connect for Health Colorado. You are listening to CPR News.